Spacecast, and I am Steve Miggs, and I'm here with the Reverend Infuego.
Hi.
And welcome back, our good friend. He's alive.
I'm here, man.
Glenn Cannon.
You're not contagious, right?
No, man. I was telling Steve 5 minutes ago, I think I ran a fever for a little while yesterday. This has been dragging on forever.
Yeah, it's like, what, 3 weeks?
3 weeks plus.
Yes.
And I'm on these 500 milligram amoxicillin. The doctor's like, dude, these will kill anything. But then I had what I called amoxicillaria for the first couple days.
What the hell is that?
It's like everything's fine, and then you have to run to get to the restroom now.
Oh, dear.
Like, you need to use the restroom yesterday. Because basically this thing, I guess amoxicillin kills everything, even the healthy
soul as well,
the great purge,
the stuff that your body, la purga, the stuff that your body wants, like you need this natural stuff in your stomach.
Yeah.
It takes all that out too.
Oh dear,
it's like medical paint thinner. So but I think I've acclimated to it at this point. And
oh, so if all of a sudden you have to get up and you're running to the, well, you know what happened.
No, but that dude, I was working these like 12 to 13 hour sound shifts when I was like day one of amoxicillaria. And I'd be like,
that's the name of the second Blues of Brody record.
You, man. Glenn, what's the brown sound
I'd
like?
I'd be setting gear, and then suddenly I'm doing that, you know, the clenched cheek duck.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's a little too
it
real.
It was so bad, dude. But I'm definitely feeling better. I'm super bummed that I missed, dude, Michael Winslow. Like, that was tragic.
Honestly, not feeling well and being lightheaded and kind of under the weather, that might have led to you passing out. It was the weirdest episode of the Mixcast ever.
I haven't even got to listen.
See, it was so strange to us.
Was he here in person?
Yeah, he was here in person. And then it was weird because
that really sucks.
Like, it was a whole otherworldly experience being in this room.
It made no sense. The entire episode made no sense.
But
like, sometimes I'm just looking at him like, I don't even know how to reply other than, you're kind of weird, man.
Did you beep at him or anything?
Yeah. Oh, dude, at one point, he taught me how to do sounds, and he spanked me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the audio and see if I can find it.
Did he
there.
Physically touch
yeah.
Steve's
no, yeah,
buttocks?
Yeah. I mean, there were still pants on. There were still jeans. The wife told me that it sounded pretty normal. I mean, even for
given the context of our show?
Yeah, exactly. In that sort of bubble. But I was like, it was such a surreal moment.
Because there were awkward moments, and all in a good way. Like, the guy was super nice. And like,
absolutely,
he was the first to admit, like, yeah, what he does is weird. Like, he's making weird sounds and trying to jam with musicians while making the weird sounds, which I think you would have got a kick out of. It's very Frank Zappa-esque.
Yeah.
But then there are moments where he just starts making sounds. I'm like, I don't even know how to respond to him at this point.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Yo, all right, I found the clip.
Yeah.
So this is just, and I'm playing it off of my phone.
Okay.
I didn't bring
Michael Winslow sounds better than this.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's off of my phone.
Right,
but this will give you an idea of what things. At the end of the episode, he goes, I'm going to teach you how to make sounds. And of course, I'm not going to say no to that. So this is what happened.
I should be teaching y'all to do some noises. So what would you like to learn?
Give me a sound and I'll try and make it.
Let's just go through some things.
How okay. About,
that's me.
Wow. Yeah. That was good.
Boom.
Now, how about this? I do it off.
Okay, you do it off. Do it off mic.
Now, listen up to me. Listen to me. Bubble and Squeak. Both of you, shut up.
Quick time out. This is really freaking cool. Steve Miggs is barking on Mike.
With Michael Winslow.
I know.
But we made it work.
We did.
Next time, we'll do some country stuff. We're like,
oh, yeah. That's where he spanks me.
Come on there. Come on down there, don't you?
Who can say today that Michael Winslow spanked him in the rear end?
I can say it.
And there you go. Like, when he made that whipping sound, he legitimately whipped
me.
Yeah, he smacked my ass.
Yep.
It was very weird, Glenn. It was super weird and awesome.
You got to picture me Monday night, because I think I texted you guys around 7 p.m.
Because
it was another one of those things where suddenly my skin's crawling, and I'm like, God damn it. And I'm like, Tawny, come here. I'm like, babe, am I hot? She puts her hand on my forehead.
Like, yeah, you're
so
are.
Hot.
She's like,
so
you're hot. I wish, right? She's like, you're burning up. And I'm like, that's enough. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow morning. I can't take this anymore. And she's like, but tomorrow morning's Michael Winslow on the Mixcast.
Yep.
And I'm like,
no.
Yeah, I know. But baby, if I'm running a fever,
yeah,
I'm going to give it to, and she's like, well, maybe you could just go to the show and go to the doctor afterwards. And I'm like, man, Because she was in the same boat as me. Like, Michael Winslow's going to be there, dude. Yeah. Like, you know. Like, oh,
I'm showing
God,
the picture of him.
Pictures. Oh!
Yeah, he was cool, man.
Oh, man.
Damn. Yeah, it was awesome.
I zoomed in on Michael on Steve's phone, so Steve wasn't part of the image anymore.
Right.
So
yeah, he totally cropped me out of my own picture. So
I wanted to gauge how he had aged, because he looks like he left police academy and went into boxing. Actually,
he's super unassuming, to be perfectly honest. Like
just this random dude,
and he's very chill.
Yeah,
very chill.
And you'll hear it in the episode. You got to go back and listen to it, because there's times, and I was trying to like ride the fader so I could, because he was at points whispering like this, and then suddenly it'd just be this loud like silent siren coming out of his voice, and it was really hard to get it without him just like totally distorting everything.
You just need a huge compressor on his mic,
basically.
Like, I've got this covered. We're just gonna squish him if he gets loud, man. Yeah, dude,
it was a good time though.
That's cool. Yeah, well, I'm really sorry I missed it, man. You know, that was genuinely a bummer.
But I'm really glad you didn't show up. I didn't want you to get me sick either. Yep. So,
dude, that's the thing, is if I'm running a fever, like technically, wouldn't I be contagious?
Probably.
I mean, I assume so.
The doctor that checked me out, like literally, he was like, "Dude, it's in your lungs. It's a lingering thing, but your immune system is doing so well that it's just not letting the infection take hold."
Right. So but you gotta pump the brakes a little.
But that's why you've been running a fever for 3 weeks, but never got sick. And I'm like, because I hate to be this way. I'm not like some kind of fatalist, but you get to a point where you're like, what's really going on?
Yeah.
I don't have a stuffy head. I don't have a sore throat, but I'm running a fever. Like,
WebMD that, dude.
You know, like, you know.
It's either HIV or cancer.
It's always cancer.
Yeah.
Even if you have HIV, you have cancer. It's like,
My HIV has cancer.
Yes. It's really true, though.
So, I got to a point where I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Dude, I think the older we get, I don't know about you, but there are times where I'm just like, is this the moment? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm only 45. I mean, but there's moments where I'm like, man, the heart skipped a little bit, or I had like a panic attack. And I'm like, do I need to like send a text off to my wife? Just be like, yo, in case you don't hear from me again.
Do you have a fun that ride thing that lingers? That's like, there's no way you got away with it. Do you have that?
I don't know. Tell me what you mean by that.
Slowly creep back. I mean, like
bad karma.
I'm like, no. Honestly, I've tried to live a good life, and that's just a fever blister. And I wish you wouldn't say things like that. It's just a goddamn cold sore. You can't jump to these conclusions.
Gonorrhea.
But know what I mean by is. The things, like, I'm 45 and I'm in good health. Mm-hmm. And as I say the words good health, there's a voice that's like, if you got away
knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. I smoked like a chimney.
Yep. Yeah.
I did enough narcotics to drop a rhinoceros. Yeah. I was on essentially a 20-year-long bender.
Yeah.
That involved alcohol and hard drugs.
Well, that's fun.
Well, and that's why I keep wondering if I'm going to be changing a tire and I'm going to feel pain in my arm and I'm going to kick over like Superman's
dad.
You hear
that, though.
Well, and that's like...
It's like, oh, this guy was all messed up and then he kicked it and then he died.
My Uncle Pat was 51. He had just gotten remarried.
Mm-hmm.
10 days after he was remarried, dropped dead of a heart attack in a goddamn grocery store.
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
It's like rain.
Oh, God. Sorry.
I've got a thing for that. But anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Uncle Pat, like, Pat liked to drink. Uncle Pat was the bomb. This is my dad's brother. Coolest guy in the world, man. Loved to drink, and he smoked cigarettes like a chimney, and just bam, right? So I think about that. I'm like, man, I'm 45. I've been remarkably hard on my body. Did I get away with it? Am I going to live to be 96?
I hope so.
Because when I was 25, I was like, I'm not going to make 30. Now that I'm 45, I'd like to see 90, man.
It is funny.
I really would.
Yeah.
Like diapers and all, I don't care. I want to be there, bro.
I'm with you because I feel like...
I want to be the cranky old guy because I don't care. I just want to be around.
We need to chill you 90, man, because we want to finish that second Bruiser Brody record. Yes. And I'll probably be done by the time we're 90.
But that's what I mean by, did I get away with it?
I think that's...
Sometimes I get, like, I'm not even kidding, I get pains in my arms, mm-hmm. and it's probably just muscle or joint pain.
Right.
Because as you get older, everything hurts. Like,
yeah.
But I'll get sharp pains, and I'm like, am I having a mini stroke? You know, is this it?
I remember watching back in the day, because my stepdad would always watch it, Sanford and Son. And whenever he's just there, Red Fox is just grabbing his chest and saying, it's the big one! And now I'm like at 40, and I'm like... My arm hurts. Again, it's that same thing.
Did I get away with it?
Yeah.
am I okay? And I mean, I have my own health issues and I don't always eat the best and I'm getting better at it and I've been doing good in the last decade or so. But again, it's that same thing. Did Mountain Dew and video games and my sedentary lifestyle just like put me in, you know, the early?
You know, Steve and I, we're both 40, we're both 45. 45, right?
Yeah.
So in 5 years, we both go take a VHS camera up the cornhole. And,
is that when it happens? I was just thinking about
that.
No,
at 50, you want to get in there.
Yeah, you got to do that colonoscopy.
I'm just thinking of the old 80s camcorders that you put on your shoulder.
Yo.
Yeah, they just slather that with Crisco and shove it in there. I mean,
if everything works, I would assume as it's going to, I hope that we are still A, on the radio by the time in 5 years, and B, doing this podcast in 5 years.
Oh, we can talk about our colonoscopies.
We should do our colonoscopies together. The Rev comes with us and records
colon bros.
Yeah, the colon cast.
They fill you up with like barium or something, don't they?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but usually when you come out, you start saying some nonsensical ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I really would rather it be with someone other than my wife, because I don't think she'll find the humor in the nonsensical ass as my friends would.
Now,
and I want you guys to record it.
Steve and I holding hands. No,
that's what I'm saying. That's one thing you guys got to do at the same time.
That's what I mean.
Holding hands.
All
best friends forever.
I'm here, brother.
And Rev holds the microphones.
Well, I mean, yes. But it'll be kind of like the whole birth thing that you're talking about. I will be facing one way because I don't want
View it from the front, bro.
Yeah. I'll be looking at you guys face to face.
My wife's going to be like, why are you scheduling your colonoscopy with Glenn? And why did you guys get a hotel room for that night?
No reason.
Because we're not making it back. We're going to go straight to the hotel room with the Rev, and he's going to record us, and we're doing a full podcast.
I don't know.
Which we will edit before it makes its way on the airwaves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be doing like 2 hours of stream of consciousness and then me going back through and getting about 45 minutes of stuff.
Yeah, I'm picturing
if we're lucky.
Like, Rev, dude, look, I'm not sure why I said that, but please don't share that with the world.
So in lieu of editing, I decided the first 15 minutes would just be a long beep. So why don't you skip past that?
Yeah.
See, I don't know if Sid would want to be, because Tawny would want to be a part of this.
Oh, Sid, no.
She's like, if you're taking a camera up your tuchus while you're holding Steve's hand and biting a pillow, I want to be there.
Dude,
my wife is going to want a batch of popcorn and a soda, and she's going to want to be there, dude.
That's a Facebook cover image right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Straight up. Yeah.
I would love. I am so down for this. If in 5 years we're here,
all right,
let's do
man,
this.
I would do it.
Yeah,
I would do it.
I think that would be and it's also for science. It's a good hey people, don't forget to get your rear end scoped,
just like when Katie Couric did it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did she do a colonoscopy on the radio on television?
The air, on yeah.
No,
Katie Couric did a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Please tell
so
me.
Do girls have to do it too?
I think everyone has to. Right?
I thought it was guys when you turn 50.
But girls don't fart or poop, so why do they need it?
Yeah, rainbows.
Yeah. Right. Dude, you know what would have been hilarious?
Yeah. She did it on the Today Show.
If she did it
back in 2000.
Please, if they did it, they should have had like, and now we go to Al Roker with a report from her colon. And it's like him on the green screen.
We found the Matchbox car.
It's a green screen with the colonoscopy camera behind him. And he's like, it seems like we're having a little dark clouds over there.
Yeah, it looks like the surface of Mars. It's up on his screen.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, you can look up the YouTube video of it.
Wow.
So she's there? And the camera's up there?
I'm looking at it right now. It's like a 10-minute video.
Oh, we don't need to go through that.
Yeah, there's
part of me, like, so recently, you know, I went through all that stuff where...
what stuff?
With the dentist, where the Grim Reaper was like, you should have taken care of that tooth.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right?
And then I went in and I found out that after a good 25-plus years of not walking into a dentist's office that I had no cavities.
Which is impressive.
Which was amazing.
That's impossible.
So,
I don't believe you.
It's true. Now, they did a deep cleaning. I still have to go get the other side done. But and they like needles, 8 shots of Novocaine into my roof of my mouth. Like, hey, that was unpleasant. I still have to go see.
Oh, I just saw Katie Couric's colon. Sorry.
Hot. Fantastic. Kind of make you want to get calamari for lunch, bro?
No.
But anyway, I was scared to go to the dentist because I was scared they'd be like, look, we got to remove your jaw. And I go in there and it's like, you're okay. So the other night, you know, I'm telling Tawny, like, look, I got to admit this is kind of wigging me out. And she's like, well, schedule a physical. And it's the same thing. I'm honestly scared to go get a physical, because it's been so long since I've had one. I'm scared they're going to be like, we don't know how you're still standing.
Yeah, right.
You know, you should have been gone 6 months ago.
Should have been gone!
Sir, can you please come down to this this lecture? We want to show you off to everyone as the man who shouldn't exist.
Yeah, picture all those cats sitting in a circle in chairs, you know?
Yeah.
And then they pull the sheet off of me and I'm standing there all nude and quivering
it's
and afraid.
You and Ozzy.
I don't know how I can run this
I'm
by
scared to get a physical.
Management, but how great would it be when we all we turn 50 and anyone who listens to this cast that's turning 50, we have a colonoscopy party where we all get a colonoscopy together and then we go to some kind of like a ballroom and hang out and just converse and break bread.
Break
while
bread.
High.
So
hey,
did,
Dave,
did they get
boss,
you high?
We were, I don't know, you come out and you're all loopy
yeah,
as F.
Because you still...
And you don't remember anything that you said.
Yeah, a lot of the times it's the same thing with, like we were talking about dental stuff. Yeah. You'll be
on
something.
Why
do
they put you under? I mean...
Well, because, you know, the doctor
sometimes...
Is the guy
getting a wristwatch in there? What are we talking about?
The doctor's got to loosen it up first, and he doesn't want you to know how he does that.
Remember, gentlemen, it's swan to get it on, fist once it's at your wrist.
Wow.
And I thought the Michael Winslow episode.
Yeah, peek into your life on that one there.
I thought the Michael Winslow episode was weird.
Right? Yeah.
We're planning a colonoscopy party in 5 years.
Yo, that's a good idea.
We got Bruiser Brody play it.
How would you play drums with a camera in
standing
your
standing up. Or laying down. I don't know.
I think it's just laying down.
They've got
down
like
on
these
chest.
New things that look like drumsticks and you play them and like you can air drum and it makes the drum sounds.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems fun.
I kind of want one
well,
for
see,
Christmas.
I'm just picturing him in a gown with a camera in his backside just wiggling those around drugged out of his mind.
What a great music
I'd
video.
Watch that for 40 minutes straight.
Why does Steve have a tail? That's not a tail. That's not a tail.
This is some trippy ass light show that they got. Like some straight up like Grateful Dead type weird like mishmash of paint colors.
Or it's
going
that momentary lapse of reason where he does the setup for time with the glowing drumsticks.
Yes. We could do this.
It's the best.
We got 5 years
ever.
To plan this out.
Okay. 5 years.
Yep. All right.
Well, I hope to still be here. Like I said, I want to make 90.
Too.
It's just being sick but not sick really made me go, what the hell is going on? I mean, when Brody went and played the Tulalip, dude, I was running a fever the whole time. I just went out and started throwing back Jack Daniels.
It was a fever of 103.
That's how I got through the show.
I know. That was a fun show. Thanks to everybody who came out.
Actually, that was a great show. The Superfecta 20-year anniversary party up at the Tulalip was really rad. Superfecta's, their show was amazing.
They were great. Dead Rebel Saints were great.
Yeah.
Hairstorm, awesome.
Hairstorm?
Yep.
Because I was running a fever, I split after Superfecta. I loaded out and just drove home and went straight to bed because I really wasn't feeling well. But there was one thing that was a bummer though, which was because we were performing, technically we are employees.
So you can't drink.
Oh yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So to have a drink, you got to take off your badge and go clear to the other end of the casino. And so there were tons of fans and friends and cool people in the showroom watching the performance. But because I felt like, you know, refried S, I was like, the only thing that's going to get me through this is a couple deep shots of whiskey, so I would have to...
And the nice run across the casino there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I missed a lot of the show, and I honestly missed a lot of getting to just hang out in Gladhand with the fans.
Yeah, only this damn casino will let you drink.
I cherish doing that. Like, I didn't get to hang out with the fans as much as I would have liked to have.
That I met a lot of really cool people listening to the podcast that came out because they heard about it, which was really freaking
cool.
Yeah, dude, it was a blast. And then shout out to all the bands, obviously, and shout out to Tristan Brock for being...
Oh, yeah, dude, for killing it.
For killing it on vocals with us. Dude.
Tell the story of the chick. Yeah, tell Rev the story of this girl.
Story. So okay. We're playing, and Tristan's up on stage. And dude, and Travis came out too, which was really cool to see him because, you know, he's been battling some vocal polyps and couldn't really talk much, but it was awesome to have his presence there.
Yeah.
But it's looking very good. Like, this band's going to continue, and it might continue with his son, which is crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah, we've already written a song together, which is nuts.
We wrote a killer song at rehearsal.
Ooh. Yeah, so, I mean, the creative juices are buzzing, and nobody wants to stop this thing, and we didn't feel like it'd be right to do it without Travis. But then all of a sudden, this option of Tristan being a part of it, and he's such a good kid, and awesome dude.
He was amazing.
Super
at Club
rad.
SUR. Like,
yeah.
He was really good. Like,
oh, dude, he went even next level to the point where he became a bona fide rock star that night, and I'll explain to you how.
Oh.
So we're up on stage, and we're just feeling it, having a good time. And there is this woman in the front row.
I would say young lady, actually. She was maybe 22.
Okay, at one point, I thought it was like an older woman because I couldn't tell because she was banging her head, and I'm like,
she was
this lady.
Smoking hot.
Right.
Scale 1 to 10, probably like
11.
Yeah.
So at
smoking
first I had
hot.
No idea who she was. And I couldn't see her face because she's just feeling it. Banging her head. She's got a bow on. She's
nice.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Feeling it. Just going nuts. Anyone around her, like a minute she'd walk away, I'm like, oh, bummer. The girl that's banging her head's gone. Then she'd come back, ask the person to move over so she could be in the front again. They would. And she's going nuts. And then finally she stopped banging her head. And I'm like looking at her and I'm like, oh my goodness, this girl's a supermodel.
Yeah, she was really hot.
Like a supermodel,
really,
right?
Really hot, dude.
Just feeling it. At some point, she's like, just staring at Tristan, right? Just staring at him.
Oh.
And she's got her boa on.
A white feather boa she's
and so,
wearing.
And both Glenn and I are involved in the story because at one point she looks at Glenn for approval. We don't know what for at this moment. And Glenn gives her the, yeah, sure, kind of look.
Oh, she straight up, she looked at me and kind of looked at Tristan. And I'm playing. I'm mid-song, so I gave the shrug of the, well, sure.
Yeah.
And then it's her eyes lit up. And then she gestured at Tristan again. And I gave the gesture again of, yeah, shrugged my shoulders and kind of, yeah, whatever, hon.
And then she looks at me and she like pantomimes her boa. And I'm thinking, I'm playing, and I'm just like, oh, she wants to give Tristan her boa. I'm like, yeah. She's like, really? Like, giving me this look. Like, really? I'm like, yeah, man, yeah, freaking, let's do it. And then she climbs on the stage.
Well, she gave me the, after that, because there was, you know, you're playing.
Uh-huh.
She gave the gesture of, can I get up? And of course, I'm like,
yeah.
I shrug, I'm like, sure. And so, she,
I mean, Tristan's got his band with Solar Tone.
He's got.
I don't think he's had something like this yet.
No,
he's a youngin.
He's in there.
We don't get something like this.
What's great?
All right, solid point. Solid point.
What was killer, man, is Tristan was singing his ass off and had his eyes shut.
Yeah.
So he didn't know any of this was going on.
Yep.
Which is kind of why I was like,
she's like eye screwing him.
Yeah. I'm like, sure, honey, get up on stage. You know, like, go ahead, babe. Like,
yeah.
He's in the zone. He either sees her or he doesn't. But come on, hon. Come on up. Let's see where this goes.
And she's got the longest legs. And I say that because she was able to, like, basically get one of her legs up on the stage and propel the other leg up. And it was just like a Greek goddess.
She's
got these, like, sexy pants on.
And then just like a black lace bra top kind of thing
like
she was
stomach
wearing.
Stomach showing.
That's all she was wearing. And a white feather boa, right?
Honestly, like it felt like you just were like watching like this heavenly being. I don't mean to like pump her tires that much, but she deserves these tires to be pumped. Like she was a smoke show.
So she's up on stage. She crawls up in front of Tristan, who has no idea she's there.
It's like a Whitesnake video.
At this point, my internal dialogue is like,
welcome to the 80s rock stardom.
Yes. So she gets right in front of his face. And I guess at that point, like, his body was like, something's near you.
Yeah, yeah.
So Tristan's eyes opened, and he just stopped singing completely. It completely derailed him, because suddenly there's this smoking hot chick on stage right in front of...
Dear Tristan, your dreams have come
true. Right in front of his face.
But I don't think he realized it was a hot chick at first, because he just saw a presence, and he just yells into the mic,
off.
Like, yeah, get off the stage.
Oh.
And then 5 seconds later, he assesses what is in front of him, and then he yells... On.
The eyes open, we're playing,
and it's like, I think it was Everyone's Dead.
Dude, yeah, the eyes open, the vocal goes away, and you just hear someone go, off. And then she took that feather boa, and she put it around his neck and kind of pulled him towards her, and then you hear, on.
100%.
Of course, at that point, you know, it's like my brain went, we're not even at a rock club, we're at, you know, a casino.
Yeah.
At this point, security is dashing towards the stage, like,
No, she's part of the band now.
Wait a minute. Yep.
The best part is post, we'll add more to this, but at some point afterwards, there's Travis backstage. We're all talking. He goes, and that's the moment where I decided I'm going to jump back on stage and be the singer again. like, this never happened to us before. Tristan killed it, and he did the rest of the set with the boa on his neck.
So everyone was like, what's with the feather boa? And it's like, dude, if you'd been there, you wouldn't talk smack.
No.
Souvenir.
That girl was smoking hot, and Tristan's like, I will own that.
That's a badge of honor.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then come to find out later on that her and all of her friends are rolling their faces off on Molly.
Yeah.
And she introduces herself to Tristan's mom.
Yeah.
Who apparently was a hard time, like, well, at least she met the parents already.
But Travis was cracking up because I guess Tristan's mom's very straight. Laced and was not feeling the smoking hot brunette trying to, you know, stuff with her little boy. And she was just laying it. And I guess Tristan introduced his mom under like a fake name. And she's like, oh, hi, Liz. And the girl was just all over his mom. And Tristan's loving it. And I don't know where any of that went.
I have no idea either. I mean, we gave him some advice on what we thought should happen.
He had his own plans. I mean, I want to throw out there.
Sure you did.
Tristan had his own plans. But I don't know how far into the... No one knows who she is.
No.
So...
And if you do,
Tristan's
don't share
like,
this.
Bro, yeah. Tristan's like, bro, she immediately friended me on Instagram and check it out. And like her cover shot was like Happy Boyfriend Day, and it was her.
Well, maybe the post was a while ago. Did you check the date?
It was like a week before that.
Dang it.
And I mean, if you just ended a relationship, I have a good feeling all those kind of posts would be gone.
Yeah.
So we're all like, well, then today's National Screw Over Your Boyfriend Day.
Yeah, Tristan was like, I'm at peace with this. I'm at peace with this.
Yeah, that's about the most rock star thing that could happen right there.
It was amazing.
It was Don't rad. Mind me yeah. just stealing your girl.
Dude, we're just playing, and I'm just having
didn't steal her. She got up on stage and accosted him, man.
She provided the services for free.
Yeah, well, he used his vocal prowess and his stage presence to steal that lady.
It was amazing. When he yelled off and then on, and I didn't understand it at the time, but then when he told us, because I had no idea that his eyes were closed throughout all that, and then when he told us after the set, I couldn't stop laughing.
You get a picture of opening your eyes, and she's nose to nose with him, dude. It wasn't like she was 3 feet away, Rev. Like, she was in his bubble.
Dude, it was a deer penthouse. I never thought this would happen to me story.
Funny as S, dude.
It was amazing.
You know, and I was really glad because at that point I'm like, okay, man, I hope I didn't get her in trouble. I hope they're not going to throw her out.
Yeah.
Because she basically checked in. I didn't even realize she was checking in with you as well, Steve. But
she
checked in with me a total of 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
And all 3 times I was like, go for it, sister.
And I think that she went to me, like, to be like, are you like kind of like, okay, he said yes, but are you sure? And I'm like going, yeah. And she's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And then that happened. I'm so glad we told her that she could jump up on
That's
stage.
A great story.
Oh, and it was good to see her, like, you know, up close and personal while we were performing.
Yeah,
she's a very attractive.
I talked to her briefly after the show, and she was really looking for Tristan because she really wanted her feather boa back.
Oh.
And I'm like, I will make sure.
And her dignity.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think she was concerned about that. Yeah. She was just like, I was like, I will make sure he finds you and gets it back to you. And then I think after that was when all the stuff with Tristan's mom happened.
Tristan's mom stealing with a girl rolling on her face and hanging out with her son.
Not dealing well.
La, la, la. It's awesome, dude. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah, and, Tulalip. Yeah.
Yeah. And hey, be on the lookout. Maybe you'll see some future Bruiser Brody shows. Legitimately thought that we were going to be on a very long hiatus, but that changed rather drastically because of Tristan and his involvement with the band.
We never really publicly, because we didn't know what was going on, so we never really publicly discussed.
We were very confused.
Any of what was going on with the band, but we were, all of this happened so close to Migs Fest that we were like, man, I don't want to, we didn't want to pull Brody off Migs Fest.
Mm-hmm. That would be weird.
Yeah,
really weird.
So Travis was literally like, look, man, Tristan knows these songs like the back of his hand, and we're like, all right, and we got together for a rehearsal with Tristan the week of the show, the Wednesday before the show.
One rehearsal.
And
that sounds about right with you guys.
Oh, dude, right.
One more than usual.
That's one more than we normally do, yeah. As soon as he started singing, we were all smiling at each other like, oh, we're going to be fine.
The show was so good.
Yeah. So,
like, I know we already talked about it for, you know, another podcast, but it was so, so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was
And we were in a lot of confusion of how will this go, and it worked out really well. And then the Tulalip show, we really got together just so we could work out the covers that we would do just to expand our set, because they gave us a longer set. And we went,
75 minutes.
We didn't want to, like, do a super short set and be like, sorry. So we learned some covers, and then we went through them once. We're like, all right. And then we just decided, let's write a song. And so then a song was written that is super fun and super heavy, and I look forward to us putting together a few more songs, and, you know, maybe there will be a second Bruiser Brody record.
There will be.
I believe so too, which is awesome.
You know, because it was one of those things that was kind of talked about, like, well, what are we doing? You know, and then that night, like Steve was saying, we jammed those 3 covers.
I don't want to get too personal with Tristan's life, but does he have a kid?
No.
Okay, because I'm saying he's going to need to make a kid so you guys can make your 3rd album.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
You got to go generational.
You know what I think is funny also? Oh. Is that we have
what does pregnancy have to do with Bruiser Brody? I don't.
How about we have representation? I thought about the other day of a few different decades. When you think about it, we've got the 20s now covered with Tristan. Right? We've got the 30s covered with JT.
So we're going to have a band fronted by a toddler? Is that what you're suggesting?
At some point. Yeah, we got the 40s
Bruiser
covered with
Brody.
Us. Yeah.
What in balloon letters?
Yeah. It's the children's album.
Everyone snug, wait.
Children's metal.
Dude, they have like baby's versions of Metallica songs. My wife and I were listening to them, and they're just very haunting. Like, they're not fun. They're like kind of scary.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of that?
Well, to introduce the child to, I mean, the thought is to introduce the child to, like, nursery school appropriate metal. Like, you can kind of bring it
just
into that.
Just play him the metal.
Well, I mean, the kids aren't necessarily too down with.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is, yeah. Here comes comes Pennywise.
Right?
Time to float.
Give me your child. Off to Never Never Land.
Egg Boy.
This is actually pretty cool. Maybe not for an infant.
I feel like this would be great if you had video of me running towards a bathroom in slow motion with a look of terror on my face.
It's like, why is Jigsaw your babysitter? Would you like to play a game?
Led Zeppelin and Tool for a two-year-old, and she would just bounce up and down on the seat. She loved it.
Yeah, my niece loves Slayer.
Yeah, I just ripped off the Band-Aid.
She's seven now, but...
Oh, neat!
What's this called?
Rockabye Baby.
All right, cool. I might actually download this.
Anything. I want to see that. Did it have the breakdown? Yo, if I walked into a house and this was playing, I'd be like, yeah,
this is Murder House.
I'm leaving.
You stay for dinner.
With us.
This is
leave my child.
This is legitimately the music I'm going to be playing on Halloween.
You should be.
Outside my house. Oh, I already got a plan for Halloween for my house.
Dude, this is
going to fit perfectly. I'm not going to do it at work. I'm not going to do it.
Are you going to open back up the ditch and have the gate?
No.
Oh.
No. But I'm going to be dressing up in my clown makeup, and I'm going to put a chair out on the little deck area at the front, and I'm gonna be playing that on my Bluetooth speaker, and I'm just gonna sit there.
Oh, I want to say Ted Smith at the kiddos. Isn't Ted terrified of clowns?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
This is so freaking ominous. Like,
yeah, this is amazing.
I want to use this as a show intro.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at the album cover too. It's the black album, but instead of
it's
having
got a teddy bear,
it's got a teddy bear.
Okay, good. I know which one to get.
With the lightning bolt. Yeah, Rockabye Baby. Lullaby renditions of Metallica. And it's got all different Metallica songs. I don't know if let's see what other ones they have here.
So you're gonna expose
Fade to Black.
Are you gonna expose the Miglet to this?
Or? I don't know. And Justice for All?
I hope so.
It's weird. Like, I picture a bunch of Chinese guys in diapers, you know? Those dudes?
The
like
the sumo
monks?
Guys?
Oh, no, the monks that play all the drums. Like, in Steve's living room playing this while I was with candles lit and then his kids just laying on a blanket in the middle, like some kind of weird ceremony. Is that what's going on at your house, Steve?
Oh, yeah. You know me all too well.
Added and downloaded. Wow. Oh. Yeah. One, wherever I may roam, enter Sandman, fade to black, nothing else matters. Battery? Oh, my God.
I know. This is very weird. Oh, crap. We're going to have to wrap things up pretty soon. I have a meeting to get to.
Dang it.
I apologize to people, man. I'm hoping that this is like the last freaking meeting I have to go to for Live Day, but Live Day is November 21st, and they have me in these damn live meetings.
Listen to him. He's like,
every damn Tuesday at 11 o'clock, I go in there for 15 minutes, and I don't know why, but I have to be there.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy, but on Live Day, don't you just sort of show up and do what you always do?
Yes!
But there's a lot of preparation.
To show up and do what he always does.
Yes! What do you want from me, man? I got a job to do. I got to show up to these meetings.
I got one email about it.
There you go. Yeah. So never
say, like, I did my part.
I've reached out to Ryan and Jason on the production side. Like, here's some serious things to consider. And they're like, yeah, sounds good. Anyway, we're doing another meeting with the air staff. And it's like, don't those guys just show up and do what they always do?
And it's not even the air staff. It's me.
Why you? What are you doing?
I'm the guy.
Are they going to give you the one-man band thing this year?
Yes, I'm going
to
be.
They're going to strap instruments to you?
I'm going to do sound effects like Michael Winslow.
When Steve walks, I'm like...
You have your practice. They also have lullaby renditions of Tool.
Oh, boy. Are you serious?
Yeah, The Grudge, Sober Opiate.
Hook us up with a little lullaby of prison sex, please.
I hope they don't have prison sex.
They don't have prison sex. They don't have prison sex. Let's see if
the pot...
No. That would be funny. They do have
the
sober.
Potty.
The potty.
Oh, this is amazing.
Currently, this feels kind of like background music from Die Hard. Who is just a worthless liar? Who is just an imbecile? Oh, it's you.
Yeah, this is creepy.
Where's Maynard? There he is.
Hey kids, would you like a kid? Would you like your child to grow up to be a serial killer? Well, we have the music for you.
Right. Let me go speed up a little.
You're right. Rise is like truly haunted.
This doesn't sound fun. Like, I'm going to stick with Casper Baby Pants when my child comes into this world.
This sounds kind of like, you know,
have you heard
Phantasm 2 soundtrack or something.
Dude, yeah, right?
Have you heard Casper Baby Pants?
Boy.
Do you know anything about him?
No, I don't know.
Do you remember Chris Ballew from the Presidents of the USA?
Yes.
Do you remember how baby music the Presidents of the United States sounded?
You guys played Peaches while I was driving in this morning.
I know, dude. Yeah. That was a good one.
It's a wonderful song.
Yeah, they're great songs, but they're kind of... childish.
They're a good time.
A lot of them.
Those guys, it's just a good time.
Yeah, he transferred and transcended into, I mean, that's not the right word, but anyway, transmoved to children's music. Transmoved.
He identifies as a child's musician now?
Yes.
100%.
Straight up.
Absolutely does.
And it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, kitty on my foot and I want to touch it. I mean, that's not much of a stretch.
No.
You know?
I mean, you can't use the F word anymore, but some kids do.
Is this Casper Baby Pants?
Yep.
Have you any wool? Yes, sir, one bag full.
I also find this to be quite haunting.
Guess what? Children's music is kind of creepy.
That's nightmare fuel right there.
I want to have Glenn Cannon write a children's record.
Yes!
I will, sure. Yeah.
Oh, and it could be, instead of Glenn Cannon and the damage done, it could be Glenn Cannon and the poopy diapers.
Yeah, poopy pants.
Glenn Cannon and the poopy pants.
Don't you want your poopy pants?
It is the damage done.
Oh, we got to do that.
Diaper bag. Diaper bag. Soon we'll clean up that messy bottom.
Instead of everyone's dead, everyone's napping. Just change Bruiser Brody into literally Bruiser Brody.
There
we go. Don't make your first word the F word. No. Don't make your first word the F word. No. Daddy'll never hear the end of it. No, 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 don't make your first word the F word.
Where'd you learn that?
We'll make your first.
If you plan on using middle fingers, make sure mommy's at home.
Right?
If you plan on using middle fingers, make sure mommy's at home.
Projectile S-ing on the wall.
Welcome to the world, Steve. You're going to be dealing with all that.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, track one will be called Sleep Deprivation, and it'll just be a tone.
Well, it's come full circle.
It's almost as irritating as not being able to sleep for a month.
We started with colonoscopies and we end with poopy diapers.
I guess that works.
All right, let's get out of here. I got to get into a meeting.
Yeah. When you go to your meeting, will you walk in and say, "Why am I here?"
I think that every time. Maybe this is the time I need to say it. I wonder, but I got to do it, and I'm sorry. We'll get back to like normalcy at some point. I appreciate everybody who listens to this podcast.
Sorry I wasn't here last week, everyone.
I'm glad that you're here this week, though.
It's nice to be here this week. It was good.
Yeah, this was actually super fun.
I had a really fun hour.
It's been a blast. And I instantly thought, I don't know why it popped in my head when we were joking about Alanis Morissette. I feel like a Bruiser Brody cover. We should do Thank You.
I always called her Anus More or Less.
Yeah, we could do it that way.
And it's Isn't It Bubonic?
A black plague sweeping across this land. You got boils and sores on your face and your hands.
How do you not have a children's album already?
Who would have thought? It's bad hygiene.
GlennCannon.net is where they can get your music.
Hey, I will be at Tony V's this coming Friday. Everyone in the North End, Everett fans.
Yeah.
Tony V's Garage, Glenn Cannon, the damage done. Come check us out. Tony V's Friday night. Okay.
You're going to have to probably play it again because, I was just at Tony V's on. I was there. Yeah, okay. Goodbye.
No.
Nope, we're still going.
I'm sorry.
I was just at Tony V's on Sunday night after Without a Cause Wrestling. And thanks to the people who came out for Without a Cause Wrestling. It was a super fun time. 3-2-1 battle this Friday night.
Yes.
And if you're in the Portland area, I am so excited. I'm going to be at DOA Pro Wrestling this Sunday. It's an afternoon show. Come on out to Harvey's Comedy Club. I'm going to be taking on the handicapped hero, Gregory Iron. That's right.
You're fighting a cripple?
Well, he's got cerebral palsy, and as he says, he has a gimp hand. And he is a super, super awesome wrestler, a motivational speaker. He's a legend in the indie circuit.
And you're going to try and beat this person.
Oh, I'm not going to try and beat him. He's verified on Twitter.
That's crooked.
Oh,
that's
no.
Dirty. So oh, I saw that ad. Yeah. I saw the promo for that, dude.
Yeah. He's going down.
We'll see.
We'll find out.
We'll see.
DOA Pro Wrestling, and that's going to be happening on Sunday. Rev, Grit City Podcast?
Absolutely. We just recently put out the episode with Ethan HD.
Nice.
Which is a really great one to listen to, so check all of that out, please. GritCityPodcast.com.
And buy my damn t-shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com/I'm Steve Miggs. There's a bunch of options there. Stay positive and enjoy your colonoscopy.
There we go.
Off.
Off, on.
On. Okay, bye.